You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it is time for the Motherland Influence. Greybeard starting out the first half hour of the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday with African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And today I'm going to start out with some sounds from 2016, some of my favorites from this year, to end up this year. Happy holiday, by the way. I hope everybody's having a good day today. And also, Janine Bell is going to be here from the Lakeville Folklore Society. She's going to give you some information on the 2016 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. So stay tuned for that. We're going to start out with one tune, then we'll talk to her. Here's one of my favorite Ethiopian releases from this year, and I picked a good one to start out with. It's a tough name to pronounce. Tamisigin Gebre Zebre. And the track list will be up in a few minutes if you want to take a look at that and give it an attempt yourself. We'll hear a tune called Tiba Zena. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, 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 hey, oh, 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 yeah, when the swam a jetai, Allah, Ghana, Allah, this, this, I can sat out with two witness, Allah. We'll be right back.
Try to pronounce this one more time, and it's up on the track list, by the way, if you want to go to WRIR.org. Click the link under the Motherland Influence. Tamaskin Gebrezebrea. And feel free to call 649-9737, 804-649-9737. I would love the correct pronunciation if you have it. And we have Janine Bell here from the Lakeville Folklore Society. And she's going to give us some information about the holidays and the 2016 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, always a great event. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me in the house today. And big ups to WRIR Radio for helping to get the word out to the people. This is our radio station, so that listeners who are in tune to the Richmond community can know what's going on. And one of those things, of course, is the 2016 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. It's Friday. It's this week.
Yes.
Friday, December 30th. We're at the Altria Theater again this year. Our audience says they like the venue. We're back. As the Kwanzaa holiday turns 50 years old, from 1966 to 2016, this is a landmark year, and Dr. Karinga, of course, the creator of the Kwanzaa holiday, has been here several times for our festival, and he gives us high marks for what we do, and his message is always right on point. So we're happy for that, and happy to be carrying out the tradition, hopefully in a way that is in keeping with the holiday. You know, a woman came to the Alegba Folklore Society's Cultural Center. We're right down the street from you at First and Broad.
Yeah.
And she came to buy tickets for the festival this year. And then she took a moment. She lamented and said, you know, there's just not enough opportunities for African Americans to celebrate, to learn about, to feel good in culture and in cultural identity. And it's why it's important for me to come with my friend to this event. And it's why we present it. The Kwanzaa holiday is about cultural affinity. It's a Pan-African celebration. You know, the fact that we are Africans in America or Africans in the diaspora, isn't quite the same as being Africans on the continent. It's beautiful to be able to hear this music every Sunday. I'm tuned in. I might be working. I might be playing, but I'm tuned in and having my own party. But the thing about it is we don't always have the opportunities to express ourselves, to even understand that identity that is key and central to who we are. So the Kwanzaa holiday helps us do that. As Dr. Coringa says, to help us be African and human in the truest sense. He talks about traditional African value systems in the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles. Values are so important. Cultural consciousness. He talks about a commemoration of our highest ideals. He talks about a reverence for the creator and creation, to remember the ancestors, the shoulders on which we stand. So the festival is going to embody all of the aspects of what the Kwanzaa holiday is about, particularly for people who are coming for the first time.
Great. And Altria Theater, 5 o'clock Friday. Where's Altria? Well, people should know that where the Altria Street is. It's had several name changes. Used to be the mosque. Used to be something else. But across from Monroe Park.
Yes. The Altria Theater is, formerly the mosque, formerly the landmark.
Yeah, landmark.
And right there on the corner of Laurel and Main.
Easy to get to.
Doors open at 4:30. Well, the box office opens at 4:30. Doors open at 5. The stage opens at 6. Well, the African market opens at 5. So it's a chance to practice your Ujamaa, one of the principles of Kwanzaa, in terms of cooperative economics. We're happy that on the stage this year, all the way from Kenya, we have the Kenya Safari Acrobats. So that is athleticism and creativity all at once. Kuumba is the principle for creativity. We're happy that our keynote speaker is Dr. Patricia Newton. She is very much interested, as her colleague, sister, the late Frances Cress Welsing, in the psychosocial well-being of Black people. So people can come and sit at her knee, if you will, in the audience. And she's willing, I think, to give some time later to folks who want to get involved in a more intimate conversation. Of course, the Elegba Folklore Society's African dancers, drummers, masquerades will be there. We're also happy that Breeze, the poet, who is fabulous on so many levels, word power, is going to be sharing his artistry, his gifts, really. And he'll also be leading a NIA session. NIA is the principle for purpose. And there will be several sessions throughout the course of the day. And his session will be Say What You Feel. Everybody's got a poem inside, self-expression from the center of our souls. We got some reggae closing out the night with a reggae party, with wildfire, children's activities all day. We call it Watoto Kwanzaa, food, and more.
Great. Yeah, I've been playing some Emmanuel Wildfire Wilson and mentioning that he will be appearing there. He's coming up with some good music. I want to hear some more from him. It'd be interesting to see him live, too.
Yes. He always puts on a fabulous show. So we're happy to have him back. And tickets are available now on our website, www.efsinc.org, or at the Society's Cultural Center. Advance tickets are only $6 for all of that. General admission, $7 at the door. Students and seniors, $5 in advance, $6 at the door. If you come with 9 of your friends, the group rate is $5 in advance only. You got to come to see us at First and Broad.
Okay. I'm about to ask you what the address was again.
Yes. First and Broad, 101 East Broad Street, for the group tickets. And if you are under 12, then we want you to come as our guest.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for this information, and always a joy having you here, and always a joy attending your events. You also do other events throughout the year. So.
Well, we try to keep something happening. Hearing the echo of the sister's words in my mind, we need more.
Right.
So the Elegba Folklore Society's Cultural Center is open practically daily with art and artifacts from around the African world. We have poetry slams and other kinds of programs in there. We have cultural history tours that are available throughout the year. We have the Juneteenth Freedom Celebration. We have the Down Home Family Reunion in the warmer season. And, you know, somebody was asking just the other day, let's have some seminars where we can talk more and learn more about the impact of history on who we are today. So look forward to seeing new things in 2017.
Great. These very hardworking people, and I would love you folks out there listening to support them and go out. I suggest, we got certain words you have to use here at a station. I highly suggest.
I highly agree with your suggestion.
You go to the 2016 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival this Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4:30, you said. And
box office at 4:30, doors at 5.
Okay, and that's at the Altria Theater. Thank you for coming in again. We always enjoy your programs, enjoy having you here.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
All right. All right, we're going to continue with some more music, some more favorites. Continuing with some more Ethiopian, but Ethiopian here in the U.S. from the Debo Band, based in Boston with Ethiopian and American members, and tour quite often. And from their latest CD, we're going to hit a tune called Gora. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Thank you.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio's Gray Beard, bringing you the Motherland Influence, taking a little extra time here. Coming to you every Sunday with 5 to 7 of African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds, and playing some of my favorites from 2016. Support for WRIR comes from the Elegba Folklore Society, presenting the 2016 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival on Friday, December 30th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Altria Theater, 6 North Laurel Street. The festival presents performances, workshops, children's activities, an African market, food, and more in observation of the years in Kwanzaa holiday, a cultural affirmation of values, Thanksgiving, and growth. Details are on the web at efsinc.org. All right. Let's go over what you've been listening to out of Guinea. Mamadou Barry and his Afrobeat band. Let's see if I got the correct title. Afro Groove Gang. Mamadou Barry and his Afro Groove Gang. Let me see. Let me reset something here that I can get all my titles straight. There we go. Almost got them all. Anyway, we heard from his 2016 CD, Tankade, saxophonist out of Guinea, and doing Afrobeat tune, Saramea. Before that, we were in Niger with Bambino, guitarist and vocalist, and from his 2016 CD, well, all these are 2016 CDs, Azil was the name of his CD, Akar Zamin, or This Moment is what we heard from him. Then Mauritania of the great Nora Mint Somali, great vocalist, and I think it's Seda, I think he plays. I gotta look up the instrument she plays, I'm sorry. It's kind of similar to a Cora, less strings, and her husband plays great guitar on this her CD, Arbina. We heard the tune Mohamedoun from Nora Mint Somali. Debo Band up in Boston with the Ethiopian sounds. We heard the tune Gura off their Air Gobez CD. And we started out with Temaskin Gebre Zebre, the tune Type of Zina off of Ethiopian Collections Volume 5, 2016 Ethiopian Collections Volume 5. You can see the track list by going to WRIR.org and click the link under the blog for the Motherland Influence to see what's being played as we go along. And I'm going to be updating that in just a second. There, I just updated it. All right, let's continue some more music. Let's go to Ghana and hear the great artist King Ayasoba. And I'm having gray hair moments remembering instruments, but I'll let you know what the name of the instrument is. Actually, I can find it in just a second. King Ayasoba. And he plays... Where is it? Plays the kologo. It's almost banjo-like instrument. And actually, the banjo did originate in Africa. At least we have a version of that here. It started in Africa with the... kologo is one of them. We hear a tune called Africa from King Ayasoba.
Yabba mama! African leaders, get up, turn up, make we pray. Africa, let's be together. Kai, 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 kai.
I call America, let's be together. Need to help Africa. Africa will not go back. Africa need to go forward.
Forward, forward.
Africa need to go forward.
Forward, forward.
Africa need to go forward.
Forward, forward.
Go forward,
forward, forward.
Africa
nostalgia que ha dejado un amor ya fracasado.
Ojos que te buscan aún sabiendo que no estarás a mi lado. Ojos que suplican que un milagro te devuelva mis brazos. Qué difícil es entrar de lleno a una vida sin encanto, donde ni la pena puede ahogarse en la inmensidad de un llanto. Presentirá tu imagen perdida en el espacio.
In 1966 in Anchorage, Alaska, a talented child was born. He would go on to be one out of only 11 Alaskans to make it to the major leagues. The odds of him striking out more than 3,000 hitters? 1 in 33 million. The odds of this pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fastballing philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Autism is getting closer to home. From 1 in 5,000 only 20 years ago, today 1 in 110 children are diagnosed. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WIR.
And broadcast of WIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, family-owned and operated. Rostov's roast coffee on premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com. Thank you, Rostov's. You are listening to the Motherland Influence here on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's Graybeard finishing up an hour, actually, of tunes. Dottie's going to take over the next half hour. some more new tunes or tunes from 2016. First, let me go over what you've heard locally. Miramar from here in the U.S., members of Beer Ritmo, from their CD dedication to Sylvia Resach, who is a singer-songwriter out of Puerto Rico, with the tune Alma and Dentro. Before that, out of Cuba, Deme Erosena from her L456, I guess it's like an EP. Actually, the tune was L466, sorry. The EP was called One Takes. Nova Lima out of Peru, the tune of Santero, was the B-side of a 45, Como Yo. And King Ayasoba of Ghana started out with the tune Africa from This Is Kolobo Power. And you can see the track list by going to WRIR, www.wrir.org, and click the link under the Motherland Influence. Once again, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and I'm going to turn this over to Dowdy.